Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday, May the 21st. And you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
How are you?
Very well. How was your exhibition that you went to last, was it Friday or Thursday?
The B2B South East.
Yeah.
Last Friday was superb. We had a really good day.
Did
you? We had a fantastic turnout, and I thoroughly enjoyed the day.
Who did you see? Name names.
Oh, I saw Integritool, I saw Telcare, and I need to tell you about Telcare.
Is she back from her honeymoon?
No, she's still celebrating.
She's still swanning.
She's still celebrating her birthday into the third glorious month of celebrating
she's
her
gonna
birthday.
She's going to stay there till she finishes that pot of moisturiser I gave her.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you who I did bump into that
who
was really
you?
Interesting that had a stand there.
Yeah.
Was the PRS and the PPL. The people that do radio and music licensing.
Oh, really? And did they mention anything?
Yeah, they did. It was really bizarre. Because they said, have you got a licence? I'm like, yeah, of course I've got a licence.
And they did said, they frisk you?
No, because they were selling licences to businesses for, because you to play music on the radio in an office or a shop, you need a licence.
I know.
And they were trying to promote that idea. And it was quite interesting because they said, have you got a licence? And I went, I've got four. And they went, why have you got four? And I said, because I own a radio station. And they went, oh, wow, yeah, cool. What's it called? So I said, Channel Radio. I never heard of it. And I said, okay. And I said, and they said, do you do a show? And I said, yeah, The Business Bunker. And they went, oh, we've heard of that. We want to come on The Business Bunker. So the PRS are actually coming on in a couple of weeks' time. Yeah.
Probably just to see me.
Yeah. Well, that would be it. They wouldn't want to do anything else.
No.
They? Yeah, absolutely. Cool.
Well, I'm glad you went there. Because Fridays, as you know, I usually slow pop off in the afternoon. Mm. Otherwise, I would have come with you.
Yeah, no, but it was good, and we had a good day, thank you. I'd just like to mention today's show sponsors, who are Telcare Limited, their telecommunications system suppliers and support people from Rochester Medway City Estate, over there in Medway.
I may do ours at Channel Radio.
They supply our telecommunications systems here at Channel Radio, and they supply them very well, and we are very happy with them. So a big thank you for them for sponsoring today's show. But however, we...
Lovely guests.
We have lovely guests today, and we will be talking to them shortly.
And who are they?
Do you want me to announce them now?
Yes, please.
You're trying to take over the running order of my show?
I just want to know.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, we have Mr. Nick McDonald from Fujitsu, and we have Mr. Daniel Eels from Auratech.
Look what Daniel's bought you.
Yeah, see, I knew why you
and
were doing
Nick.
This. I knew why you were doing this, because he bought you a box of sweeties. And
one
and
for
I,
you.
I can tell you, listener.
One for me.
Daniel was bought Jules a huge box of sweeties, which is why she's all fawny and...
Yes.
And creepy.
That's why I wanted to announce who they were, so I can start tucking in.
Yeah.
Oh, look, they've got these fried egg things. I love those fried egg things.
And gummy things.
Yeah.
Gummy teeth.
Yeah, and a little lollipop. Oh, lovely. Do you know, just need a Beano with this, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, have you got a Beano?
I have to tell you, listener, that Jules is now already wearing three pairs of gummy teeth.
Yeah, and candy and sticks, Spider-Man candy sticks. Oh, lovely. Thank you very much, Daniel and Nick.
Yeah, cool. Anyway,
listen. Carry on.
Thank you. Can I do
Carry
this now?
On.
We'd like to hear from you, though, the businesses of Kent. So you can give us a call on 01303 874 998. Or more likely, you can tweet me by following me at VanillaWeb. And we've had a few tweets in already. But so do tweet. If you'd like a shout-out for your organisation, or if you're running a charitable event, or if anything's happening in your world and you'd like to let people know about it, then tweet me at VanillaWeb and we'll gladly give it a mention, because that's what we're here for, to support the business community and organisations in this lovely county, which is Kent.
I see that Brant has tuned in early.
Yeah, well, he had to, really, didn't he?
Set his alarm.
You gave him a bit of a talking to.
Well, he was a bit tardy, wasn't he?
A bit of a finger wagging.
Well, these people that send in press releases about moving offices and then they don't even tune in until halfway through the show when we've already read it.
Well, I expect he was unpacking boxes. Yeah. He was probably unpacking it, because I happen to know...
Looking for the kettle.
Now, in the Echo Media Studios, they listen to our radio show through a Sonos system. I happen to know
I've always wanted a Sonos system.
Yeah, I happen to know that. So it was they were probably still getting it out of the box.
If only I could say it. Is it Sonos or Sonos?
What do you care? You pronounce anything any which way you want. Yeah?
Morling.
Yeah. Ichthum. What was it? Igathum. Igathum.
I don't know who makes up this Kent name.
Item. The place is called Item, not Igathum.
It should be spelled I-T-E-M.
Yeah, well, it's not. Anyway.
But I would like a Sonos. I've got a Bose, which is really good. I listened to Business Bunker through the Bose last night.
Through the Bose, or Bozzy.
Yeah, through the Bose.
Through your Boz.
Well, we talked about QEs last week, didn't we? Don't get me on to the QEs again. But you sound very good through the Bose system.
Do
I? Yeah, in my kitchen.
Good.
The acoustics booming around.
Right, bouncing off the saucepans.
Yeah.
Good, okay. Anyway, where was I? You can tweet us by following me at VanillaWeb. We've had a few tweets in already. You can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, but the chances of you getting your email read out are negligible, because we've got at least 9,873 already, haven't we?
We have.
So why don't you read one?
I'm going to. The War and Peace Battle of Britain, Battle of Britain Experience supports the special service of commemoration, which is spelt wrong, 70th anniversary of the dam buses at King's Hill. It might be spelt right, it just looks odd. A full-size replica Spitfire, an aircraft...
It's like working with your mum, isn't it?
An aircraft that
plays... Have you washed behind your ears?
Yes, I have.
Have you cleaned your teeth this morning?
Actually,
have you got your vest on?
Do you know...
You spelt that wrong.
It's really hard to wash behind your ears, Paul, when you've got long nails.
Really?
Or in your ear. You know when you try and go in the actual ear and you clean out the wax when you're having a shower?
Yeah.
You can't do it with long nails.
Can you not?
There's other things you can't do with long nails, but I won't announce that on the air.
Is that what you call bullying to do?
Billy, yeah.
Yeah, Billy. You call Billy. I've
wash my ears.
I've got a problem. Wash my ears, Billy.
Yes, long nails, not good. A full-size replica Spitfire, Paul Andrews, an aircraft that played a quintessential part in the battle for air supremacy during the Battle of Britain, which will be exhibiting at this special event at King's Hill on the 16th of May.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the 21st today?
Yep.
So was that last week?
That was last week.
So right.
That was one you left. That was one you left over from last week.
What do you keep putting it in for?
Because you keep putting not read out yet.
Okay, fine. God Mission Game. The Phil Miles. He is the proprietor and owner and hunter and warehouseman and everything of God Mission Game. And he was just on a really nice show which goes at 11 to 12 on Channel Radio. And he is going to be at the Whitstable Farmers Market for this bank holiday weekend. Now, he's going to be there on Sunday and Monday, and he's doing a barbecue, if I get this right, he was doing a barbecue on Monday, and on Sunday, which is my birthday, everyone, he
is
will,
it really?
Yeah.
What's happening on Sunday? It's your birthday?
Sunday, May 26th, I'm a Gemini.
It's...
What are you?
Huh?
What
I've
are you?
Told you this a million times.
Yeah, you're a Pyrex.
I'm Pyrex.
I think you're a Leo.
No, I'm Pyrex.
All that hair.
Test you, baby.
Behave like a lion. So Whitstable Farmers Market in Whitstable High Street. You can park. I don't know if they've got a park and ride, but they do free parking at the County Junior School there in the High Street. And it's at St Mary's Hall, and there'll be a lovely barbecue on the Monday, which is the 27th, the day before my birthday, which is May the 26th.
When's your birthday?
May the 26th.
That's
and it's
the day
a Sunday.
Before.
Yes. So there'll be lots of nibbles. Go and see God Mission Game.
What,
say you
what
heard
are your
about
birthday?
Him. Lots of, I could just have my party there, couldn't I?
Well, I'm surprised you haven't pulled that off as a stunt.
Yeah, I'll ring him. Because last year, of course, I had my famous lobster party.
You
lobster
did
and champagne, which
on
was Tankton great.
On Tankton Beach.
Yeah, you didn't come. I just sent you pictures.
Absolutely.
Of Eton lobster.
Mm-hmm.
So God Mission Game, say that you heard him on the Scoff and Quaff show, which is on Channel Radio, Tuesdays 11 to 12, before the Business Bunker. That's Phil Miles, God Mission Game.
Fantastic, thank you.
I hope you've got the rest of these in proper dates.
I've got the Last Supper going on the 24th of May.
It's very religious.
Yeah, the last evening service at the Abbey School. Special menu, celebrating our exciting move to Mackinades. And also feeling sad to leave our venue of the past 9 months, we are offering a spectacular evening at HMS Abbey. Call to book, we only have 15 spaces left, on 01795 229 714 The website is www.hmscatering4, that's the number 4, kent.co.uk, or you can email info@catering4kent.co.uk. That's the Last Supper on the 24th of May at the Abbey School, Faversham.
Talking of lobsters, there she is.
Lobster,
because she does do a nice lobster.
The lady what cooked them.
Yeah, and she does a very, very nice panna cotta, which is my one weakness.
Really?
Mm.
Have you noticed we're back to food?
5th of June, 12 to 13.30, which is 1.30 in normal language, the Elwick Club. Have I said that right? Or has that got some strange way of saying it? The Elwick Club, Church Road, Ashford.
Elvicky. The Elvicky.
Ashford. Great news. OCC, 100% free business social is back. And the OCC will be returning with a new venue. What does OCC stand for?
I've no idea. It's the name of a business support organisation,
okay.
I think.
Well, you usually know all these names.
No, I know of them, but I just don't know what OCC actually
stands
for.
I'll have to ring them.
It's Frankie Goodman that runs it, of NPR.
Oh, yeah. I know, Frankie. Hello, Frankie, if you're listening. There is an email. I'll read that out in a tick, so get your pen ready. OCC is designed to bring business in Kent together in a relaxed environment, hosting events across Kent. Our flagship meeting is held every first Wednesday of the month at the Elwick in Ashford, as I said, at 12 to 1.30. There's no 60 seconds, it's all very informal, and they're saying we attract large businesses turning over up to 300 million or something, lots of zeros a year. This is not to say there's no place for small and medium businesses, as this group is all about collaborating and helping each other. So it's 100% free, refreshments and food available at bar, and you need to email Frankie with an IE, so that's FRANKIE at M for mother, P for Peter, R for Roger, -it.co.uk. So Frankie at MPR -it.co.uk.
Cool.
Thank you for that, Frankie.
Thank you for that. I'm trying to load my tweets and my silly screen's playing up now.
Shall I read something?
Yeah, briefly.
You just play with your Twitter. Our next photography workshop dates. Book early for a 10% discount. We're taking bookings for... Well, let me tell you who this is from. Oh, it's Doug Harmon.
It's what?
Doug Harmon.
Doug, yeah, yeah.
Hi, Dougie. Haven't heard from you for a while. So it's Doug at Doug Harmon Photography. I always think it looks like dough, as if he could be a bread maker in another life. So it's Doug at Doug, Doug, harmonphotography.com. And this is a Spring and Bluebell Photography Workshop Day. That's the May 23rd. So that is when this... Thursday or something,
May,
is it?
23rd will be Thursday, won't
yep.
it? Being as it is the 21st today.
Yes. So I'm going to read out his number, which is 07812459590, or email Doug at Doug Harmon Photography. We'll just Google him. Introduction to your digital camera. Foundation workshop aims to let you get... You should go on this, Paul, because your photography really is not your forte, is it? I'm sending Paul Andrews, Doug, if you're listening. And so these workshops run May 31st and June the 9th. So there's also one-to-one tuition that I'm also sending you on.
Cool, thank you for that.
And also perhaps Swiss Finishing School.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah.
I've got my Twitter sorted out now.
Have you?
I've got a tweet from AK Pet Services.
Oh, yes.
Who's listening in, and that's Adrian. And you can look at their website, which is akcarriers.co.uk. And I had a quick chat with Adrian during the week because I was interested. He was a new listener that started listening in the last couple
new.
Of weeks.
New.
New.
Oh, sorry.
And I was interested in his business because if you remember, he was the one that tweeted last week that he was taking a cat to the dentist.
That's right. And you said yeah. about something about teeth coming out of the bottom, which I still don't understand. I listened to that show again and I still don't understand your... You said something about
teeth
coming
it.
Out the rear end.
No, I didn't. Yeah,
which worried me.
No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Anyway, I was fascinated to find out why he was taking a cat to the dentist.
And the cat was actually called Felix.
And the cat was called Felix.
Yeah.
So I rang him and we had a chat on the phone. And he's got a stonkingly good little business. He runs basically a pet taxi service.
Lovely.
Based in Medway Towns. And he's licensed by DEFRA to carry animals safely and properly and securely. So if you need to get your cat or your dog or something to the vets, or you need to get it somewhere, you can ring him up and he does it.
I wonder if he does he go abroad to France and Spain and things with them? You know, if people are moving.
I would doubt that, because that would need a live animal export license, wouldn't it?
Right.
And I shouldn't think he's got one of those. He might have, but I doubt it. But I was fascinated by his business, and I think it's a really cracking little business. And have a look. AK Carrier Services. akcarriers.co.uk.
akcarriers.co.uk.
But you can follow him on Twitter at AK Pet Services. So give him a follow.
Yeah, I will. I think I do.
And we've also had a new follower who's new to Twitter as well. Lizzie, who is the Digital Mix. That's spelled M-I-double-X. And that is a blog. And I've had a read of that blog this morning. And it was fascinating. She was talking about the use of digital in government.
What time do you get up then to do all this pre-show?
I got up at 6 o'clock this morning.
I got up at six, and then don't you feel that by the time you've walked the dog and juiced and done all your stuff and unloaded the dishwashers, sort of, I feel like I've done a day, don't you? By nine.
I don't, because I don't have a dog, but. So when I walk the dog, it feels really weird, because I think, why am I doing this? I don't even have a dog.
Do you unload the dishwasher?
No, the dog does that.
That you don't have.
Yeah.
You have sheep instead, though.
I do have sheep.
Who was that bleeping?
I have no idea.
I think it was our guest. Look, he's gone red.
Yeah,
let's tell them off.
Let's point fingers. Mm. Okay, do you know what we're going to do now, lad?
Tunage.
We're going to have a bit of tunage.
I think so. I think we're waffling, don't you?
Yeah. Do you know what we're going to have?
Is it Brown Eyed Girl?
No.
Is it Green Eyed Girl?
Nah, a little bit me, a little bit you.
Oh, monkeys.
Reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back. Bit of the monkeys there. A little bit me, a little bit you. You're listening to the Business Bunker show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Sirkin. I think we'll do a couple more emails, and I've got some tweets arriving in now in quite large numbers, so we'll do those.
We've got one here from Sonia. Oh, sorry, you were going to say. Sorry to interrupt. And then...
I was speaking.
Sorry, mind? I'm just nipping in. You know what silence is like on radio? And then...
The chance would be a fine thing, wouldn't it, listener?
Oh.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, Jules, you read Sonia's email.
I'm offended now.
No, that would be far better than what I was going to do.
It's your show. Go on, darling.
No, you've crossed your arms.
I wouldn't
like to interrupt.
I tell you, listener...
Do feel free to carry on and read Sonia's email. I'm all agog
now. If you see the body language now, you know, arms are folded, chins thrust out. I just want to say about that studio door.
Yeah.
I'll get my dad Victor in to fix that for you, because that catch isn't good, is it?
Yeah,
that's
no,
why I
it's
keep
not
saying.
Shutting properly.
No, yeah. I'll get Victor around, he'll do it in a jiffy.
Cool.
Because do you know that youngsters now don't do DIY? It's not being passed down.
Is that right?
No, ask, B&Q or someone. So this is Sonia, and she sent you an invitation, Business Bunker listener. You want to pay special attention to this if you want to become happier in your family life and feel confident in parenting a successful relationship with your teenager. God, I needed this about 10 years ago. I invite you to join me for a very special 30-minute parenting breakthrough and discovery session call where I take you step by step through exploring your challenges and barriers and really identifying areas of positive change. Create a clear plan that gives you the steps you need to get the relationship with your teenager that you want and give you immediate action to move forward. Right, so let's look for her website. Can't find one. But there's an email here and she wants you to register to know more about this. She's going to cover things like what you don't want for your family. Believe me, there's more than you think. The real potential of becoming a parent that has a family everyone admires, like the Waltons. She didn't write that, I've just said that. How to get ready and make a huge leap forward to become a more successful and confident parent. So you can email Sonia at admin@SoniaHurren, H for Harry, URREN.com with PBS in the subject title, and we'll send you the details. So that's SoniaHurren.com, and that's admin@SoniaHurren. Well done, Sonia. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Sadly,
that sounds
good. Our teenagers are grown up now, aren't they? Mine's manageable. How's yours?
Yeah.
Mine's you know, very well behaved at the moment, but he's going to Ibiza on Thursday, so...
Yeah, exactly.
There's no telling.
Mine's going to Russia.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry, Russia.
What's he going to be doing there?
Destroying it, probably.
Krugen...
Yeah.
Caviar.
Yeah.
Probably.
I didn't ask.
Nestling up with an oligarch.
I'm not even going there. Don't worry about it.
Well, I do know that my son Shay wanted, he's going for a week, and he wanted 7 pairs of espadrilles, because the espadrilles only last a day, apparently. But God knows what he's doing in them. Yeah, he needed a pair a day.
Right, okay.
Good. What have you got there, Paul?
I've got a world exclusive.
Have you?
Yep, the Southeast Air Show at Manston Airport. Not seen in the UK since 2008, they have an Apache attack helicopter, which is going to demonstrate its impressive firepower of 30mm cannon and Hellfire missiles. That should terrify the crowd, shouldn't it?
Yeah, sorry, I was reading a tweet from Brandt on his director.
By reproducing the effects of a gun run and a missile strike. And they're going to do that at the Southeast Air Show at Manston on Saturday the 22nd of June. How impressive is that?
Should we go?
Well, I don't know. I was going to offer you as a target.
Yeah. I thought you were wing walking there. That's what you said.
I was going to have Jules at the end of the runway there, and she could be a target for a Hellfire missile.
In a business bunker.
From an Apache attack helicopter. Oh, I'd pay good money to see that.
In my orange business bunker t-shirt. Lovely.
So what they're saying is visitors to this year's Southeast Air Show could be forgiven for thinking they are being hunted as the show welcomes the Army's skillful tank destroyer, the Apache helicopter. The fierce defender of the skies will be on display for the first time at Manston Airport as the attack helicopter display team joins an incredible lineup. It's an impressive piece of machinery And the 2001 Apache attack helicopter is designed to hunt and destroy tanks, and it's significantly improved the Army's operational capability.
You definitely need to stay on our diets, don't we, if they're looking for tanks.
Then. I didn't get to that bit before I offered you up as a target.
Yeah. Tank.
Not that I'm suggesting you're a tank.
I know, but you are. You have suggested it at times. You've called me a weasel, a wasp, a giraffe, and a gypsy.
And a tank.
And a tank. Thank you. Anyway. And then when I eat my boiled egg in the studio, you ridicule me.
Yeah, anyway, Chris Yates, who's the co-organiser from Heritage Events, said it's nearly 20 years since the last air show at Manston Airport, and we will host some of the world's greatest modern and historic aircraft. We're over the moon that the Apache team has chosen the South East Air Show to put on this unique performance, not seen since 2008. It will certainly be a spectacle to remember. I really want to go to that. I really want to watch that.
When is it again?
It is on Saturday the 22nd of June at Manston Airport. The tickets are a derisory, paltry £12.
That's amazing.
And if you're a kid or a senior citizen, it's only £9. And a family of two adults and two children can get in for £35. And there's a single parent family, one adult and three children for £30. You can book online up until the 18th of June. And you can book early as they are flying out of the door. Parking on site is free if you have a ticket to the event. All information can be found at www.heritageevents.co.uk, or you can follow them on the Twitter at South East Air Show.
That's, I love that. South East Air You're Show. So quaint. What? Follow them on the Twitter.
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so quaint.
Yeah.
Sometimes you are. And then when you're there, you can just take a little overnight bag and you can go on to Schiphol and then on to Abu Dhabi.
Go on to your holidays.
Yeah, exactly. Good. That sounds fabulous, Paul.
Yeah, I'm going to go to that.
I'm going to go.
I want to see that. That's
Why
be
don't we mega. Take our mics?
Our mic?
Microphones.
Oh, I thought you meant little mic.
Yeah, no, our big mics.
Oh, right, okay. Can't we just take a picnic like everyone else?
No. Talking of picnics, look what Dan's bought.
She's now onto my jar of sweets.
Oh, they're so nice. Little fried egg things. Lovely. It's all protein, you know.
I'm going to do a couple more tweets and then we're going to start speaking to our studio guests.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Brant has sent me a personal message. Well, it's not really personal, but it's on his personal at Dreaming Blue Sky. And he said, we're all unpacked. Jules, you are more than welcome to come and visit. See?
Cool. I've had a tweet from Kentish Pieman, Jason Williams.
Because he knows you've eaten them all.
Yeah. Saying he's listening to the show, and he might be listening to the show, but I ate one of his pies.
You did, and you've also got another one in mind, haven't you?
I have. I've got another one for lunch.
You had the beef and wine.
I had beef and red wine for breakfast. It was stonking. It was still warm where he just baked it. It was lovely. So thank you. So do follow Kentish Pieman, Kentish_Pieman on the Twitter. And also Angela from Another Journey Begins is listening in.
Hello, Angela.
As is a new listener, Focus Your Energy. Don't know them, so welcome, Focus Your Energy, to the Business Monkey
Show. We're quite energetic at the moment. We're quite spring-like, aren't we?
Something like that.
Yeah, we are. No, it's because I'm juicing, that's why, in the morning. Every morning. I keep offering it to you, but you won't. Have it, will you, the juice?
That sounds mildly horrible, really, doesn't it? excuse me, guys, I'm juicing right at the moment.
No, it's lovely things, Paul. It's pears and apples.
You made everyone else laugh.
Spinach. You're just disgusting, frankly. I know, I was talking to your son on Saturday, the big one.
Yeah.
And who does a lovely show tonight, doesn't he?
New Potatoes.
Yeah. What's he called? Left Arm or something? Jamie Left Arm?
That's his stage name, yeah.
Yeah, New Potatoes, spelled N-E-U.
Yeah.
At New Potatoes, N-E-U on the Twitter. So that's N-E-U Potatoes on the Twitter.
Yeah.
As you would say. So he was saying that, I was saying, how's your Lenley's chair? And he said, oh, it's lovely.
Yeah.
And he said, I said, have you got it, you know, because it's beautiful. And I said, have you got it soiled yet? And he said, well, no, we haven't, but my dad sits on it.
Yes, I was sitting in it on Saturday.
There was a silence, you know, because you are at the age now, you know, prostate and all that. Yeah. I don't know, what happens with prostate?
I don't know, but how we got there from juicing, I've no idea, and I think we need to get away from there pretty damn quickly, don't you?
Yes.
I'm going to do one more email now, because it will be horrible to introduce my guests based on that
I know.
Piece of setup.
We can pass the fried eggs around when he comes on.
Yeah. MVV Energy has built a biomass power plant in the southeast of England.
What is a biomass power plant?
I'm just about to tell you, Arm. Please, you ask.
Is it chicken manure?
You can keep guessing, or I can just read the email and you'll find out.
Is it pellets?
You can keep guessing, or I can just read the email and you can find out.
Is it eggshells?
You can keep guessing, or I can just read the email and you can find out.
Tell me then.
No.
Oh, no, come on. Is it horse
German energy company MVV Energy has commenced the construction of a new biomass power plant close to Sittingbourne in Kent. The project is being implemented by MVV Environment Ridham Limited, an English subsidiary, and they are located at Ridham Dock, an industrial port on the River Swale. This power plant will use old and waste timber to generate electricity and heating energy.
Wow.
The power plant has a net capacity of 23 megawatts.
What's that look like?
And will generate its lots. And will generate almost 188 million kilowatt hours of electricity a year.
Bet Dan knows what it looks like, 28 megawatts. He's very boffinish.
Well, he just showed you. It's that big.
Yeah, but you know what men say when they say that big? It's not always as big as it... Do you know what I mean? When they say it's 12 inches.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we read on this programme. Jules has to undermine it.
Carry on about your biomass.
It's going to produce 188 million kilowatts hour of electricity, which apparently, no. And not only that, the plant will be able to supply neighbouring industry with environmentally friendly heating energy. So that is biomass power station being constructed at Ridham Dock, just outside Sittingbourne, which is going to generate 23 megawatts of electricity from old timber.
So that's one hell of a wood burner, isn't it?
That is a pretty damn big wood burner they got there.
Yeah, and they're Germans.
And it's a German, well, it's an English subsidiary of a German company.
So they have their little towels out already on the garden benches in case the sun comes out. Sorry. Carry on.
Really? Is it worth it? I ask myself.
No, not really.
Okay, I'm gonna try and get our guests on in a way that is conducive to them being on without some silly nonsense going before it.
Dan's trying to look really sensible because they're chuckling in the corner. So right. I'm taking pictures and Dan's pursing his lips saying he's not going to laugh.
I've got some tweets. I've got a tweet from Jamie O'Connell of Credit Control Systems.
Oh, hello, Jamie.
In Ashford. I've had a tweet from Travail Engineering. And they say, we're the go-to guys for all things in structural steel. It may not sound glamorous, but I assure you we are.
Steel girders?
Yeah, so that's Travail Engineering, spelled T-R-E-V-A-L. And you can follow them on the Twitter at Travail E-N-G.
The Twitter. When did you start saying the Twitter? Never said the Twitter.
No, I just said it earlier and it amused you. So now I'm going to do it every time until you say, please stop doing that. And then I'm going to do it some
more. Have you had a tweet from Len Liz yet?
No, I've had a tweet from Kevin Hedlow.
Oh, what does he say?
Jules is lowering the tone again.
Oh, no. Oh, Kevin.
Thank you for asking.
That's not true at all.
Anyway.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
Adrian from AK Pet Services, in response to what you asked him earlier, he says no, he only covers the UK at the moment. He doesn't take pets abroad.
Because they'd need to be, little dogs can have a passport, and then as they come back into the country, they stop off at a vet's and get a little worm tablet, and then they can come back over to England. But I did find out, what's his name at AK Pet Services?
Adrian Kearney.
Adrian, this might be of help for you. I did find out that in Spain, the dogs get bitten by a mosquito and they get a dog malaria. So if you do go abroad, that's what you need to know, Adrian.
Well, you're telling him to take a mosquito net.
Well, he might branch out. I know, mosquito tablets for dogs. Anyway. Have Lindley's tweeted you yet?
What can you do? I got a load of tweets, but we'll come to them in a minute. I think...
Yes.
We might as well quit while we're ahead here and just introduce our guests and try and get some semblance of sanity back into this radio show. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker Mr. Nick McDonald from Fujitsu and Mr. Daniel Eels from Auratech. Hello, guys.
Hiya.
And nice to see you. You're going to probably have to have that mic between you, otherwise we'll get a lot of
fighting
echoing
over
feedback.
It.
Yeah. We were just working out before we came on air that it's almost a year to the day since you were last on the show, Daniel.
It was indeed.
Well, things have changed a bit round here. How are things with you?
Yeah, things are quite good. Business is doing really well. We're branching out. We've taken another member of staff on.
Okay, brilliant.
Taking on a few new products and working a bit closer with Fujitsu.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about what you've got coming up. And one of the reasons that you're on the show, apart from it's nice to have you here and to talk to you about your business and all the rest of it, one of the things that we're keen on and that we're going to be covering on the Business Bunker in the next couple of weeks is the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce B2B event at the Ashford International Hotel. And I understand you're sponsoring the Startup Zone again.
Yep, we decided after last year we'd do the Startup Zone again. Mm-hmm. We've got another six stands going up for grabs, literally for any company that's basically started up in the last 2 years. All they need to do is visit our website, fill out a quick form, and then they could get a chance to exhibit at this show for free.
Cool. So this competition is still open?
Yep. It actually closes at the end of this week.
Okay.
And Joe James from the Chamber will be picking a winner in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. So let's go over that again. If you're a new business, so if you've started up within the last 2 years and you would like the opportunity to have a free exhibition stand at one of the county's biggest business-to-business shows, all you need to do is go along to Dan's website and fill out a small form on their website. Give us a shout for the page that people need to log into.
It's www.auratech, and that's auratech.co.uk/B2B.
Brilliant. That's good. So if you'd like a free stand, you've been in business 2 years or less, go along to that, register your details, and you could get picked out to do that. So tell us a little bit about what's happening on the Startup Zone at the show.
Is it auratech.co.uk? Sorry, Dan, I'm just putting it out. And then /
B2B.
Thank you. Carry on, Paul.
Effectively, on the show, we've got six stands that we're going to have. They're going to actually be in the Canterbury Suite right in the middle of the show.
Right.
Opposite the bunker stand.
Ah, cool. So you're next to us, yeah?
Yep. The stands are going to be a bit bigger than last year. They've got an entire section dedicated to themselves. And it will just be a full-blown, they get included everything from the advertising. They'll be in the booklet. They actually get a particular section in the booklet as well where they'll be mentioned themselves.
That's the show guide kind of
thing. Show guide.
Yep. Okay.
And that's pretty much it. It's a normal exhibition from there.
Brilliant. Okay, cool. Presumably, Fujitsu are kind of partnering you in that in some way?
Yeah, Fujitsu will be joining me on the stand with a load of their latest technology.
Okay.
And they're also providing all of the IT equipment for the day.
All right, okay. So let's hear a bit from Nick, if we push the mic up. So, and welcome to the show, Nick.
Hi, you're right.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to your show. Tell us what your role is with Fujitsu.
So, yeah, my role with Fujitsu, I look after our sort of partners in the southeast and east of the country to sort of help grow their business,
right.
And work with the end customers through our channel.
Okay.
We're currently sat as one of the fastest growing IT vendors in the UK. That's across all market sectors, across Primary, server products, desktop products, right. Tablets, and notebooks. At the show with Dan, we're going to have some of our sort of latest products on show there, including our hybrid tablet model, which is the Q702, and also our latest all-in-one PC, which is a touchscreen device.
I just want to take you back to your hybrid device.
Yeah.
Is that one of these tablet things?
So that's a convertible tablet. All our tablet products are completely aimed at the business market.
Right.
They're not aimed at the consumer. They're all secure. They've got all different types of connectivity on them. We'll have one of those on show there.
So what are they running? Windows RT or something like that?
So it's Windows 8 Pro. Right. So again, aimed at the business market. It
right.
can run Windows 7, but yeah, it's predominantly Windows 8.
Cool. Okay. Now, sorry to interrupt that. I was just fascinated by that because I've seen a few of these devices about, and they look quite interesting.
So yeah. No, it's obviously a big market at the moment. Everyone's going over to tablet, but it's growing out there. Everyone wants these portable devices to do everything.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then obviously at the show we're going to be sponsoring all the IT equipment that's going to be used, so all the laptops and stuff on the day will all be Fujitsu branded. We're just trying to get out there in the market a bit more, get our name. We're kind of one of the world's what I call best kept secrets. Mm. We have some of the fastest performing servers and products on the market at the moment. It's just a case of getting out.
And I heard a rumour that Fujitsu are possibly the owners of the world's most powerful supercomputer as well.
Yeah, that would be over in Japan. Probably the size of, I've only ever seen it on a video, but the size of a few aircraft hangars put together, I would say. But right. So it is a very large and powerful product over there. Right. Maybe it'd be nice to sell one of those over here. I could retire early. Yeah,
yeah. Have you got a tablet version?
Just in terms of us as a company in the UK, comes as a surprise to a lot of people. We're actually the largest Japanese employer, over 11,000 people. Mm. We turn over somewhere in the region of about £1.7 billion in the UK market.
Right, okay.
A lot of that we deal with a lot of big corporate companies and also government.
Right.
We provide people like the HMRC with all their IT products and services. So we're just getting out there at the moment, and we've grown our market share in the server place by about 70% in the last 12 months. So
cool.
Really on the up.
I might have got this wrong, but quite a few years ago, Fujitsu actually had a large office in Kent as well, at St Paul's Cray. Are you still based there?
No.
No, okay.
I report out of Bracknell, but we've got, I think it's somewhere in the region, about 40 service centres around the UK. So.
Yeah, what they used to have, I don't know if it's still there or not, in St Paul's Cray was a service support desk centre.
Right, okay. Yeah,
it might still be there, I don't know.
Okay,
no, it's just interesting with the Kent connection, because they did have quite a big presence in Kent for a long while. It wouldn't surprise me if they still have.
Yeah.
Cool, so... what inspired you to, as a company, to get involved with what Daniel's been doing here with the business-to-business event?
So, just going back to what I was saying earlier, it's just a case of what we're trying to do is get people hands-on with our equipment at the moment.
Right.
We know that all our equipment is all very efficient, reliable, performance, that kind of thing. Daniel gave us the opportunity to come along to the Kent B2B show, to basically... be part of the stand, get some kit on display, get some of the end customers using the kit and seeing what we have to offer.
Right.
Because we tend to find that as soon as people have used our products, they don't move away from it.
Right.
It does what it says on the tin and a lot more.
Right.
And that's basically the reason for us getting involved in it. Any sort of opportunity that we can have to work with end customers to help them work on their IT infrastructure, get more for their money, all that kind of thing. That's what we're keen to do at the moment.
Cool. And you also mentioned in the list of things that you were talking about that Fujitsu manufacture, a new all-in-one PC?
Yeah, so we've got the X913, which is an all-in-one device. It's all touchscreen, 23-inch screen. It sits on an axle where you can actually fold it down and, if needs be, use it as a giant tablet. We've had some quite good fun on it, playing the air hockey game and some shows and stuff like that before. But it's quite an innovative product.
It's strictly a business device, though.
it is aimed at a business.
But the air hockey's awesome.
It is. On 23-inch, you can't beat it. But... We're very strong in education with that product. They like all-in-one units sat on the desk with not too much for people to play around with. It's very minimal impact on the desk space, that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's convenient. Even though you don't always move desktop computers around a lot, when you have to, it's easy just to pick it up and walk around with it.
Exactly that.
Okay.
We've also got an event which might be, if people want to come along to see some of our more higher-end products, which is called IT Futures, up at the Heritage Motor Museum in Warwickshire on the 4th of July.
Okay.
So that's where Fujitsu are going to be have all of our products on display, from our sort of server range, storage products. We have a product out there called V-Shape, which is all around virtualization, which Dan's getting involved in as well. By all means, come along to the event.
So it's a virtual product.
Well, it is. It's basically what we call, at the moment, to get to a virtualization piece in a sort of data center space, you would have to buy various components from different manufacturers, you assemble them, you build the licenses onto them, it takes a lot of time to deploy them. Fujitsu are actually offering out of our factories down in Germany a pre-configured box which has all the bits as one unit, ships as one unit and deploys very quickly. It's all based around sort of ROI, speed of getting your ROI back,
right.
In terms of speed of deployment, getting it to market, getting to use it, getting the virtual machines put out to the customers. So that's a new product that we've released in the market. It's been around for about, we've had it about 2 or 3 months now, but we're getting lots of interest in it. Everyone at the moment is keen because of the fact that they can get the investment that they put back into building a virtualized space in a data center back very quickly. Cool. And that's called V-Shape.
V-Shape.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So if people want to find out more about that, can I go to your website?
Yeah, so if they just log on to uk.fujitsu.com and type in V-Shape on there. There's a couple of case studies that we've recently done where we've deployed that product. So that website's uk.fujitsu.com and all the information out there will be about it. Also, obviously, get in touch with Dan at Auratech because he knows all about it and he can help you in that space as well.
Fantastic. So will you be joining Dan at the actual event on the
day? Yeah, I will be there on the day, yeah. I'll be along all day. So, yeah, by all means, come along and see me. If you want any more information about what Fujitsu can offer and what we can do for your business, then definitely give us a shout.
Cool. And that event takes place on the 11th of January, which is Tuesday week, isn't it?
June.
It's that cold though, Paul. I can completely see, because last night I nearly opened a Christmas pudding.
Did you?
It was a Rutherford one. It was in my fridge.
Yeah. Was that all that was left in your cupboard?
No, it was in my fridge.
In your fridge?
But it's that cold, you'd say January, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for that.
But I wanted to ask Nick, is Fujitsu, can you say Fujitsu? I can't say it. Fujitsu?
You say Fujitsu, I say Fujitsu.
Say Fujitsu?
Fujitsu.
You say it so much better. Are they on Twitter?
They are, but I don't know what it is.
It's probably at Fujitsu.
I think it may be at Fujitsu UK.
You're not their marketing manager, are you?
I'm not, unfortunately.
That's a relief, because I was a bit worried.
I'm probably going to get shot at for not knowing what it is.
Because at Paul, at Paul Brown, who is at Paul Brown account, ACCT, is saying, do you think that Fujitsu are on the Twitter like Paul?
So I believe they probably are, but
you'll let us know,
yeah,
won't
yeah,
you?
I can find that out and get the details.
Thank you.
I've just had a quick search, and I can't tell, because Fujitsu are about 50... Twitter accounts in different countries. So Nick's probably right.
Would we want the UK one?
It's probably Fujitsu UK, isn't it?
Can we have one of these sweeties now that Dan is on? Dan, can we have a little? I'm thinking. So let's take the mic back to Dan while Paul looks at his Twitter. What do you get out of this exhibition that, you know, next on the June the 11th? Do you find you get more business, or is it the networking, socialising, or?
It's a little bit about the networking. It's nice to actually help support other small businesses, because we're quite young ourselves.
You're based in Broadstairs, aren't you?
Yeah, we're based on Broadstairs High Street, literally halfway up the High Street. Fantastic place to work, really nice weather most of the time.
Do you get people coming in off the street, or do you find that location helps in any way? Or
we get a little bit of walk-in, and we've taken quite a lot of business from the High Street, which is good, because we're right up the road, so we can offer really quick response times to them. But the majority of our business is across Kent and up into Norfolk direction.
Cool. I've just had a tweet following Nick's piece on the supercomputer. Somebody called Elever, Elaver, has said the Fujitsu K supercomputer performs at 10 petaflops.
Petaflops?
Yes. Petaflops.
Oh, there's a word. How's the petaflops spelling?
PETAFLOPS.
Well,
I know what a flop is. That's a floating point operation per second. A peta, well, God knows what that is.
Spell it, P-E-T-A.
P-E-T-A. That must be one trillionth of a trillionth or something.
So petaflops.
Yeah, petaflops. A flop is a floating point operation per second, which is how you measure the speed of a computer.
Oh, I've glazed over now.
Anyway, and they've sent a link to a blog about it as well. So if you want to read about a 10 petaflop Fujitsu K supercomputer, you can follow me at VanillaWeb and then click onto this blog. So thank you for that, Elever, whoever you are. I don't know
who are they.
I don't know. They just started following me and tweeted me that. So it's,
isn't there a little thing under? Sorry, I'm just asking Dan his Twitter. Isn't there a little underscore?
Yeah,
he's so technical, Dan, isn't he?
Absolutely.
I'm a bit like a terrier now about your Twitter handle. I'm reckoning there must be Fujitsu UK and a Fujitsu. We're going to look for it.
I just did a search and there were just too many for me to look at while I'm on air. But it will be in there somewhere. Anyway, Thank you to Aliva for that piece of information and for a link to the blog. That's fascinating stuff. And we shall read about what you can do with 10 petaflops.
Yeah, I've learnt a new word.
I tell you what, that would make air hockey go like a dream, wouldn't it? Eh?
I know.
How would that work? Eh? You'd never see the puck, would you?
Well, the puck.
Puck, yeah.
There's another word.
That's a technical word.
I thought you were talking Swedish. Tuck. Do you remember we had that lesson from that Dane that phoned in?
That was tuck.
Tuck, yeah, tuck.
Near enough.
Does that mean thank you? I'm never quite sure.
It means thank you in various Scandinavian languages.
Yeah.
Primarily Danish and Swedish.
Mm.
Anyway, enough of that. Are you completely throwing me now?
Dan needs to say something. Dan, I was asking him about the... Go on, you carry on now. I was asking about the exhibition, because you were looking at the Twitter.
Yeah.
And then I winked at you for you to take over.
Did you?
Yeah, your cue.
And that's it, that's
this
what
is my wink, ready?
She's just winked at me so I can take over from whatever she was waffling about and carry on now. While she tucks into the rest of the sweets. Yeah.
Candy stick Spider-Man.
Thank you for that. So, apart from flogging the odd Fujitsu Super K, business is going well. Tell the listeners what it is you actually do at Oratech, though, in case some of them are still living in the dark ages and haven't heard of you.
Our skill set is small business support.
Right.
So basically, we help companies that don't have in-house IT understand, manage and maintain their IT systems and hopefully get them more profitability from actually using their IT equipment to the fullest they can.
Okay, cool. And you also supply systems as well for those people that want to invest in them. Yep.
I probably shouldn't say it's with Fujitsu here, but we're quite an open branded company. We will sell the equipment that's suitable for the customer.
Right.
Admittedly, we prefer Fujitsu, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can get pretty much anything from the tablet ranges right the way through to the V-shaped services and more.
Okay, but you're not just a reseller, are you?
No.
You provide total support.
We're technically a managed service provider.
Right, okay.
So we can provide anything in the IT realm effectively, and we'll take it with you from basically finding it, buying it, right the way through implementing it and looking after it.
Cool. Good stuff. Give us a shout for your website.
It's www.auratech.co.uk, and that's A-U-R-A-T-E-K.
Fantastic. For the moment, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. Do stay around and
eat the fried eggs.
eat the fried eggs from the sweetie jar. Stay around for the last few minutes of the show. We haven't got an awful lot longer on air. We only got 20 minutes or so. Do stay around. Feel free to join in. But for the moment, Mr. Nick McDonald from Fujitsu and Mr. Daniel Eels from Oratech, thank you very much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Can you, before you... tuck into my suite that you bought me, and can you just read out your website with the competition deal for us, please, Dan?
It's www.auratech.co.uk/b2b,
and you're offering a free...
We've got 6 stands to give away, and it would be a full exhibition event, so access to all the advertising. It will be depending on which you win, anything from a 4-meter stand to a 2-meter stand. And we'll also be treating the winners to a meal afterwards.
Oh, a meal afterwards. That's fantastic. And that's for a start-up?
That's for start-up businesses for the last 2 years.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that. So cool. Scoff and Quaff could qualify for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've got loads of tweets to catch up on.
Come on then, tell us.
AK Pet Services has been on again. Just to let us know that they're taking their second Great Dane of the week.
See, I love Great Danes.
To have their nails done.
Oh, what sort of... They should see Serenity Becker, shouldn't they?
Yeah, what do you think? Pink?
Gel.
Bit of filing.
Yeah.
Bit of pink. Anyway.
Bit of moisture. I love Great Danes, though, don't you?
Yeah, cool.
You're not really a dog, mad on dogs, are you? You sort of tolerated mine when you came round.
I don't have anything against pets. I'm just not a pet person. I don't have any pets.
I think it's when they dribble on you, not keen, are you?
No, that's you.
Dribbly dogs.
No, that's you that annoys me. I don't mind the dogs. When you dribble on me, that's the problem. We've had Alex Waterson of F Keys. Having a great show, guys. Thank you. I'm off to deliver some MS Word training to a solicitor's practice in Maidstone today. So good luck with that, Alex. We've also had Omicron. We'd love a shout out, Paul. Omicron is in Canterbury and Planet Space Maidstone. And they're a printing, design and digital archive company. And you can find out about them in Canterbury on 01227 768275 or in Maidstone, Plan Express, 01622 683 884. So that's Omicron on the Twitter, or they're known as Plan Express in Maidstone. And Chris Boxall has asked for a shout out for the Digital Box in Ashford. They are an aerial and satellite installation and repair company.
Now that's
company.
Handy.
And their website is thedigitalbox.co.uk.
That's really handy because that's quite hard doing all that digital stuff, isn't it?
Pour yourself a drink.
Yeah, gin and tonic.
Yeah, last time you tried to get up on the roof to sort your aerial out, you got stuck there, didn't
I
you?
I fell down the chimney and then I was Father Christmas.
Yeah.
Hey, look, at Go Vicinity, Rob and Mike, their Beavering Way in Canterbury, have given us the Fujitsu Nick. This is for you. It is, as I predicted, at Fujitsu, but there's an underscore UK.
Okay, cool. So we found it at last. We
you wouldn't think they'd need an underscore with a name like that, would you?
Well,
for
it
UK.
Well, they did it.
There's no need to dismiss me quite like that. I thought it was a relevant question. You wouldn't think, you'd think Fujitsu UK, you wouldn't be too many.
Well, maybe they put an underscore there because they wanted one.
Well, you were just being curmudgeonly.
No, I'm not.
I have
I'm
a thing about underscores because it takes forever, doesn't it?
Ah, see, that was it.
Yeah.
It's because you don't like underscores.
I don't like
hyphens.
Everybody
else has to do without them.
You see, Dan's got one
Fujitsu,
after his name.
I haven't got an underscore. I don't like them.
No,
and
I
so,
don't.
So Fujitsu Marketing Department should have run up Jules Surfing from Whitsville and go, look, Jules, we're going to do a worldwide marketing campaign, but we thought we'd check with you first what your feelings are on underscores.
Because they get forgotten, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Dan, I just passed him his thing, and I showed him my tweet as I was doing it, and I said, Auratech UK, and he said, yeah, that's right, he nodded valiantly, and then I thought, no, there's a little underscore after, isn't there, Dan?
For my personal one, yeah.
Okay.
Auratech's at Auratech Limited.
Oh, it's so confusing. So I don't know whether I've been tweeting right or wrong. Or you'll bring me up after the show and tell me. Who else you got, Paul?
I've had Business Com Break.
Oh, they're new.
BCB underscore Kent. Please say hi and give a shout out to Jelly Pips. Jellypips.com. It's an excellent new product for teaching phonics. Right up your street, Jules.
Phonics, yes.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
Get on to jellypips.com.
And you know, we've got a new... Sue Parker's listening. And she said she's enjoying the show. Is she a friend of yours?
Sue...
She's the at Artie Free Spirit on the Twitter.
Sue is an artist.
Yes, she also is a Reiki healer.
She is indeed.
Yeah.
She's also a radio presenter.
Is she? What on?
Who Cares Wins.
Oh, is she? Oh, it's that Sue Parker.
Yeah.
I'm just going on to her picture.
It's that Sue Parker that does Who Cares Wins on a Monday on a rather famous radio
station. Oh, yes, now I recognise her. Look.
Yeah, there you go, see?
Fine.
We've also had Lindley's on.
Oh, what are they saying?
Lindley's are saying, great show, Dan and Nick.
All right.
And Lindley's will be the furniture store in Roper Road, Canterbury.
With free parking. Do you know what they're giving away this couple of weeks? No, they're not giving away beds, but Dennis, their head of beds, Dennis Brophy, if you go and see him, you have to fill in a little form. I don't know what about, probably just about the mattresses. And you try out the Tempur, T-E-M-P-U-R, and you get a free travel Tempur pillow, Dan. What do you think?
Blimey.
It's a no-brainer. So if you go to the Kent Whitstable tweet up, .co.uk, that's Kent Whitstable tweet, no, Kent Business tweet up .co.uk, and you go, the next meeting's on the 30th at Lenley's in Roper Road, you can go and see Dennis Brophy, Dan, at the same time and get your free travel pillow.
Yeah, don't forget to pop into Umpermast while you're there and sort out your kitchen.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jelly Pips themselves have just tweeted me now as
well. Have they got the pip?
Yeah, thank you so much. We're overwhelmed with the reception Jelly Pips phonetic wristbands we've received. So, do check them out. Looks good. Cool. I'm going to do another email. We're fast running out of time here, and I've got a
You've only played one tune as well.
No, we're going to play some more tunage in a minute, but we've got a stack of emails to get
Go
through
on,
as
then.
Well. Tomorrow's People, Making Lives Work. Tomorrow's People is an innovative national employment charity that's changing the lives of some of society's most excluded and marginalised people.
There you are, Paul.
By helping them to get a job, to get and keep a job, and in turn transforming their future. As part of a new retail and trading initiative, Tomorrow's People opened its first retail outlet in Sittingbourne, Kent in February 2013. The purpose of this initiative being to generate funds in support of the charity's mission. The retail outlet is at 6 Roman Square, Sittingbourne, and it offers a product mix of good quality furniture, household items, electrical, clothes and other merchantable products. To build on our achievements to date and to ensure that the long-term financial success of the retail sites, Tomorrow's People are particularly keen to establish and develop ongoing relationships with local businesses in Kent. They would like you to get involved and potentially interested businesses can help Tomorrow's People by donating end-of-line, returned, slightly damaged goods from retail, wholesale and manufacturing sources which can be sold on via the Tomorrow's People retail outlets. They can instigate a scheme whereby new products are delivered to customers in Kent. Their replaced items, furniture, electrical goods, etc., are picked up and donated. So if you sell new items, like a new bed, you can pick up the old one and give it to Tomorrow's People. Or by donating unwanted or surplus office furniture, electrical goods to Tomorrow's People in the event of an office relocation, expansion or general refurbishment. And you can introduce Tomorrow's People and ask to other potentially useful third-party business sources. So basically, one business can put another business in touch. So they are some of the things you can do to help Tomorrow's People. If you want to get involved in that in any more, then you need to contact David Rees-Jones, who's the stock procurement manager at Tomorrow's People, and he'll be pleased to meet with you. And find out more about it. Now, they haven't given me a contact for David, so if you do want to follow up with that, you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk and we will put you in touch with Tomorrow's People, the charity, and specifically David Rees-Jones. So thank you for that, and that was sent in by Chris.
Remember that the Kent Business Tweet Up is next Thursday the 30th at Roper Road at Linley's in Canterbury. There's also Business Community Breakfast, that's the BCB Capitals Networking Meeting, which is on the 13th of June. Book your place at www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk, and that's from Ken Wheeler. Thanks for that, Ken.
Thank you, Ken. I've got a couple of things sent to me by the Federation of Small Business. The FSB East Kent branch have a brownies meeting at Thursday the 30th of May, and that's from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Abbott Spartan Hotel in Canterbury. It's £9.50 a head, and you sample some gorgeous homemade brownies, discover the delights of a different kind of breakfast, enjoy a talk from our speaker, Jane Redman of Porchlight, and network with like-minded business people. If you'd like to book your place or find out more about it, you need to email the tall one, that's Janice Watton, and her email address is janice.watton, W-H-A-T-T-O-N, at castlewoodhotels.com. There's also Canterbury City Council. Boo. I've got a real story about them. They've really annoyed
me. Parking.
Yeah, they've really annoyed me. They have. I'll tell you about that another time.
Most people annoy you.
Yeah. Canterbury City Council are a delivery partner for the Two Seas Trade Project on behalf of Kent County Council. We're organising an opportunity for Kent-based businesses to visit Lille in France on the 4th of July to network and learn about barriers to trading in France.
Yeah.
I just wondered what the barriers to trading in France were, apart from the French.
Language.
Yeah. Monsange and Dolmabra.
Yeah, it gets you everywhere, doesn't it?
Bonjour, ça va?
Oui, and all you get is a load of onions and a bit of garlic.
Anyway, if you'd like to find out more about trading with France through Canterbury City Council and Kent County Council, you can find out by going to the FSB website, which is www.fsb.org.uk/uploads, and they will tell you all about the trading with France and a visit to Lille on the 4th of July.
It's worth going just for the lunch, really.
Yeah, it is. Now, all joking aside, those kind of things are normally pretty good. They've done a few to Belgium recently as well, which were quite well intended.
On the Twitter, at Boulain's, more organised this week, Jules, and tuned in at 1:30 p.m. I'm hoping to make it 1 p.m. next week. And that's at Boulain's. They are, actually, they were mentioned on that very good show at Scoff and Quaff this morning
when
we had Wealden Times on, Julie Simpson, the MD. But they are kitchens, bathroom and interiors, approved Arga stockists. Have you got an Arga?
Not anymore. I used to have.
Did you? Mm-hmm. But that's 3ws.burlanes.com, B-U-R-L-A-N-S. Thanks for listening in, new listeners.
Cool. I think we'll have a bit more tunage.
Let's have what tunage. And who are you playing?
I've got a bit of Paul Simon.
On your gramophone.
Yeah, still crazy.
You are.
Met my old lover on the street last night. She seemed so glad to see me, I just smiled. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy after all. I'm not the kind of man who tends to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways. And I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy.
Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Serkin. That was a bit of Paul Simon there. As always on the Business Bunker show, everything you've heard on the show today, you will be able to follow up with on the Business Bunker website. There will be links to all the websites that you've heard that will be under today's show, which is show number 124, would you believe? So I'm going to do another email, and I'm afraid it's a bit of a long email again, but very worthwhile. Dear Paul, we are very pleased to announce the details of our next workshop, which will be on Friday the 24th of May. That will be this Friday then, won't it? From 9 a.m. to midday.
You said it was a long email. I thought I could have an egg. Carry on.
From 9 a.m. to midday at the Beanie in Canterbury. That's the art gallery in Canterbury High Street. And they've got an event which is called Towards a Business Plan, and it says there's more than one way to skin a rabbit, and it's with Rob McIntosh from Dalton Barn. Rod will lead a participatory workshop in approaching developing our small business operations, practice development, or building the career we desire, or raising our profile. He will share his experience and knowledge of business theories and models that connect with creative enterprises, and the intention is to provoke a discussion and action which will stretch our minds and question our assumptions about what we need to do to change. All the details about this event are available on the website, and the website is kentcreativelive.org. So you can go to kentcreativelive.org to find out all about that workshop, the Kent Creative Live workshop, which takes place at the Beanie Art Gallery in Canterbury on Friday the 24th of May at 9 a.m. If you want to email, you can email Natalie, spelled N-A-T-H-A-L-I-E, that's the French way, natalie@kentcreativearts.co.uk, or you can call them on 01795 597 576.
Told you I needed a Beano.
Did you?
Oh, was it Beanie? Sorry.
I was at the Beanie last week, actually.
Were you?
Yes.
Were you exhibiting?
No, I was. I attended one of Kent Creative Live's workshops there. So, it was interesting.
Yeah, that I thought they were at Fruitworks. Or am I getting it mixed up?
No, that's Creative Kent.
Somebody actually phoned the other day to find out which one was which. I was the worst person to ask.
Well, basically, Creative Kent...
Yes, enlighten me.
Creative Kent is a not-for-profit organisation that's an umbrella organisation that pulls together all the creative people, companies, organisations and businesses in the county.
And that's the Fruitworks one?
Well, it happens all over the place.
Right.
Now, you're thinking of Create, which is something completely different again.
Oh, it's very confusing, Paul.
Yeah. Creativekent.org.uk is their website, and they hold events all over the county, and they pull together all the creative things.
Yeah.
Create is a networking event which happens at Fruitworks, and the next one of those happens to be on the 20th of June, Thursday, and you can find out all about that by going to their website, which is fruitworks.co/create. Your phone's going off.
It's not my phone.
Well, someone's phone.
I think it's your phone. I think it's Dan Eel's phone. Is it yours, Dan? Oh. No, it's not mine.
So
it's probably your iPad again. That's what you did last week, and you blamed it on me, or the week before.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm quite confused by all these. Can you write it down for me, email it to me, and I'll read it out next week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm a bit bored now.
Can you do me a favour and can you read an email or two?
I can. Did you know that there's a new arrival in Whitehead Monkton's Canterbury family law team? And that's senior solicitor Emma Palmer, who joins the legal practice's specialist family team. And they've gained significant experience in financial and children proceedings while working with a law firm in North Kent. The married mother of three has been a resolution accredited specialist for nearly 10 years and has expertise in divorce, the breakdown of unmarried relationships and complex financial situations following divorce. And she also looks at pensions in that sort of scenario too. She's been a member of the Law Society's family law panel for over 10 years. She's based at the Whitehead Monkton's New Canterbury office in Watling Street, which opened in April. There are also legal specialists in fields including commercial and property law, private client work and rural businesses. So if you want more information there is a number, contact Julie Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R, who's the Business Development Director, 01-622-698-046. And that's Julie Collier at Whitehead-Monkton, MONCKTON.co.uk. And well done there for the new arrival. Well done, Emma Palmer, on that. Shall I read another one?
Yes, please.
New Visit Kent website showcases county businesses. The new Visit Kent website has been designed to provide visitors and residents alike with all the information they need to have a great day out, short break or longer holiday in the county. It's a new state-of-the-art visit website. It's got lots of features on it, so go to www.visitkent.co.uk. It works equally well on mobile phones, tablets, etc. So well done them. Visit Kent. Good for the county.
Thank you for that.
Coming with me, or are you? Or shall I carry on? Are you back with us?
I'm back with you. Yes.
Do you want to say anything, or shall I?
I've got some emails to read as well.
Have
you got loads left?
Yeah, I've got hundreds and tweets as well. The tweets have everybody's woken up. I've just had a tweet for Scoff and Quaff.
Have you?
Which finishes at 12. It's a superior show that's on before the Business Bunker.
Never heard of it.
On Channel Radio.
The next Canterbury Tweet Up is on the 5th of June, which is a Wednesday, and it's to provide a fantastic opportunity for all Kent businesses to network and promote their businesses. In short, the details for your diary are as follows. It's the Canterbury Tweet Up Business Networking. It's on the 5th of June, and it's from 10 until noon. It's at a Miller's Arms, which is 2 Mill Lane, St Radigan's in Canterbury, and there is a car park, which is a pound display car park. But don't even get me started on that.
No.
Yeah.
Because you'll get a rant.
I'll sit in the pub because I could have a right rant about Canterbury City Council and their car parking. But anyway, at the Canterbury Tweeter, any business is allowed to come. It doesn't cost anything to get in. It's free of charge. And feel free to bring your business friends too. And they say, we look forward to seeing you there. And that's from the lovely Aga. And you can find out about that by going to their website, which is canterburytweetup.com.
Yeah. Who is that ringing?
I've no idea.
I'm going to glare at our guests. It's definitely not me.
No, the earlier one was me, but it's not me anymore. So
Medway's to get a university technical college for 14 to 19-year-olds. The first attempt to get the New Star Vocational College failed last summer, but the proposals were resubmitted last autumn by Medway Council, employers and the lead sponsor of the University of Greenwich, and the government has now given approval for the bid. And the UTC, University Technical College, will focus on vocational training in engineering and construction, which we desperately need in England, don't we? Because we're losing out on that sort of thing. Dan, you probably know about that, don't you? Engineering, construction, you're the geeky type. Yes, he said, nodding vehemently. vehemently. Students will also be taught core GCSEs, and it'll have places for up to 600 students. So well done the UTC board, and on that board there's Professor Alan Reed, who's the Director of Regional Development at the Medway campus of the Uni of Greenwich. Well done, guys.
Cool, thank you for that. That was just a message that I got about shows coming up after the show, this one. Apparently everybody's disappeared.
Oh.
Kevin's had to go to Yorkshire to do a book
signing.
So
you're going to be doing the Kevin, because, you know, he is the autobiographer for Bowie.
Yeah.
David Bowie.
Yeah, he's been doing, the Victoria and Albert Museum have had a Bowie exhibition on, and Kevin was part of that, doing lots of stuff.
Well, it's huge, isn't it?
Mm.
Huge. So you're going to be doing the Kevin Can Extra Milk.
Apparently, I'm doing every show now from now until midnight.
Well, you have got all the pies to keep you going.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll stay and help you if you want.
Thank you.
I don't mind.
Yeah. I've got an email that I want to read out as well, which is interesting. Good afternoon. We are at Homewood School, and we would like to invite you to attend our breakfast event on Thursday the 23rd of May. That's this week.
Mm-hmm.
The focus will be on the opening of our state-of-the-art conference facility and the benefits of apprentices, with plenty of opportunity to network. So please feel free to circulate this invite to as many colleagues who may be interested in attending. I have to tell you that Homewood School is in Tenterton.
I was just about to ask you, is it a private school or a state school?
No, it's a state comprehensive school.
How brilliant.
And it's a fantastic school, and every year they do a Dragon's Den entrepreneurial week, and I have been a judge on that for the last two or three years. And the young people there have some fantastic business ideas.
Mm.
They have a really thriving business section, which is normally run by Sam West. And I just noticed that Sam is one of the signatories to this email, although it's from Michelle Fowler. Sam runs the business.
Wasn't she on EastEnders?
Sorry?
Michelle Fowler, wasn't she on EastEnders?
Quite possibly.
I think so. One of the Fowlers.
Anyway, Homewood School is a fantastic school. They do some brilliant stuff there, and they are very committed to business and the business community and to getting their pupils into the world of working in their own businesses. So that could be a very interesting event. If you want to find out more about it, you can email Michelle, and her email address is m.fowler, spelled F-O-W-L-E-R, and that's at homewood.kent.sch.uk.
And that's Homewood with an E.
Yeah, HOMEWOOD, Homewood. So m.fowler@homewood.kent.school.uk to find out more about their event this Thursday for local businesses to find out about their brand new conference centre.
Great to be inspiring the young pupils there as well, won't it?
Absolutely. And
I reckon.
I've thoroughly enjoyed the last two or three years of judging things there on their business setup. Mm. You can go with another email.
Okay, so there's a Spitfire networking. We've had lots of networking today, but this is Thursday the 6th of June, so that's a diary date for you. It's at the Spitfire Pub, which is in Liberty Square, King's Hall, West Malling. That's ME19 4AU. Core Financial Services hosts this monthly non-profit networking event to support local businesses. For more info, there's a phone number which is 0844 875 5777, and we'll put details of that on the Business Bunker workshop website after the show. Workshop during the rest of May and all of June. This is Rehab Hair and Beauty in Whitstable. There's a phone number, I'll read that out in a minute. They're offering iFit vibration plate, special offer, unlimited use for a month for just £35. So you'd go on all day, couldn't you? This is a vibration plate, Paul.
Yes, I know. The reason that I looked at you like that when you said you could go on all day,
yeah,
is I actually cut off two-thirds of that email because...
it went on.
What you couldn't get done at a discounted rate was nobody's business.
Well, it's up for sale, Rehab.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, but, I mean, they were offering to do my teeth, my hair and all sorts.
You haven't got any hair.
Well, exactly.
Well, they plucked it all off anyway, didn't they?
They were going to plait me some new stuff.
Wasn't that when you were in the window, that picture of you?
No, that was my chest...
Yeah, they plucked it all off.
They took all my chest hair.
You can get a full body massage for 30. I might go to that because I'm a bit tense around here. You know, Paul Babra gave me a massage the other day. Well, I went to the Canterbury.
He normally gives me a curry. What did he give you?
I went to the food fair to see Rutherford, who, yeah, you know, as you know, my one weakness. I got butternut squash from them for free, which was lovely, and I did a soup, which I'm having tonight.
You get tablets for that.
Yeah. What, butternut squash?
Yeah, you don't want that.
Doing a very nice soup. And I was sitting there eating his curry, and he gave me a massage as well. Curry and massage, that's not bad.
Can't be bad.
Increasing need for flexible working inspires Kent entrepreneur to set up new company. This is Will Wood. Woody? Will Wood. Of Maidstone, he was inspired to launch an online bookkeeping service after noticing that significant parts of the workforce were increasingly favouring flexibility from a job. So it's yourbooksonline.co.uk. He uses the latest cloud-based accounting software to allow bookkeepers to work from any device in any location at any time. So if you're on a mountain in Turkey, like some of our listeners,
yeah,
he could help. That's the at Josie Maguire. Miriam was emailing
from her
secret location.
From her secret location in Turkey, but she's gone quiet again, so maybe her signal's
she's lost.
Again,
she was crowing about her great Wi-Fi, wasn't she?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and when you crow, I mean, last time I think it took her four times, she kept buffering or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, Will's a chartered accountant, and there is a website, which is www.yourbooksonline.co.uk, and you can tweet him at yourbooksonline, and we will put that on the Bunker website after the show.
Yeah, I've had a tweet from John Sykes as well.
Hello, John. I expect he's tucking in at Hagelands.
Yeah, he says, we've got Vanilla Web scoffing again. I thought he was on a diet. Yeah, I've abandoned it.
I
did really well. I'd lost a stone and a half.
I know, you were like the shrinking man.
I'd lost a stone and a half, and then I just ran out of steam, and I just thought, oh, I can't be bothered with this anymore.
Prefer you when you eat, actually.
I went on a mega binge at Wagamama's.
Well, you can't really put on weight at Wagamama's, just noodles
and
things,
you watch
isn't
me.
It? Really?
You watch me. Oh, yeah. I had three portions of katsu curry and a firecracker chicken, and I'm anyone's.
Katsu curry,
yeah. Katsu.
But if you're eating with those chopstick things, you don't really get much, do you? Because most of it falls off. So that's a good way to diet. Just have chopstick. Do you eat with chopsticks?
Eat the chopsticks as well. Bit of roughage. do you know what?
I do prefer you when you eat, though, Paul. I think
only because it makes you feel better.
Yeah, you're a bit sort of, you know, I'm on
fat,
a diet.
Yeah.
No, you do make me feel guilty when I eat.
Quite right, too.
Mm.
I've had a request for a shout out for Glowing Fitness.
They're trying to tell us something.
I guess so. Yeah. That's a Twitter handle as well, Glowing Fitness. Let me see if I can find out a bit more about Glowing Fitness, because I don't know them. It's Vicky at Glowing Fitness, and they're in Maidstone, and they are registered fitness instructors, and Vicky teaches Pilates power hoop.
Plates?
No, it's just...
Power hoop.
Power hoop.
Oh, that's probably that hula thing.
Power hoop and Zumba.
Zumba's lovely.
And Zumba Gold.
Mm. Have you done the Zumba?
No, not Zumba Gold.
It's very nice. I've seen your rumba. You're quite good at that.
Oh, my rumba's awesome.
Your rumba is. Yeah. I like your black bottom as well.
Yeah, but I told you not to mention that.
And your foxtrot.
I've also had Amanda Taylor.
Hello, Amanda.
Who's known on the Twitter as Accounts Amanda. She says, can I have a shout out for Accounts Amanda? We're working hard to deliver good service to my clients. Of course you can, Amanda. I first met Amanda at Linley's Tweet-Up. That's where I met her.
Yes, she's a very good accountant. Is she based in Whitstable or Faversham? I always forget. Somewhere in Kent.
Oh, well, she's had a testimonial as well.
Has she?
Yeah, AJB Angela has said, Accounts Amanda's such a good hard worker too. And she said, I'll see you at the next Faversham Tweet-Up.
You sure she's not talking about you when you're not eating pies?
I don't think so. Apparently there's a Faversham tweet up at the McNay building on Monday the 10th of June.
Yep, there apparently. Is. That should be good, because you can go and get then you can go and get your veg after.
Cool. And Amanda's going to it now, so I'm glad we can bring you together via the auspices of the Business Bunker Show.
But before that, it's the Lenny's tweet up again on the 30th, which is the last Thursday of the month at 10 a.m.
So not this Thursday, the Thursday after.
And you can go and try out the beds, Dan. And then you can get a free Tempur travel pillow.
Brilliant. I shall be there for a change.
You know, The Last of the Red Hot Lovers by Neil Simon.
Oh, yeah.
It's presented by Theatrical Niche Limited, and it's on the 29th and the 30th of June. That's Saturday and Sunday, 7:30. And there's a matinee, Sunday the 30th at 3 p.m. And that's at the Ballroom in Charlton Place, Bishopsbourne, Canterbury. And it's the Neil Simon 70s comedy about the sexual revolution, The Last of the Red Hot Lovers. And it's being performed, as I said, on the 29th and 30th of June at 7:30. And the matinee is at 3 p.m. It's a tale of master comedy, Barefoot in the Park, Sweet Charity, Lost in Yonkers and California Sweet. It's a middle-aged wannabe Lothario, Barney Cashman, and his adventures in an attempt to join the era of free love. Loving this. Barney's embroilment with a whiskey-swigging, chain-smoking man-eater.
You're in it now, James, are you? I didn't know that.
A wild, free-loving actress and a resolutely pessimistic housewife promises to have you laughing yourself back in time and all the way into the fish restaurateur's mum's apartment.
I told you it was a 60s kind of day today, didn't I?
Yeah, you did say I was a bit 60s.
Yeah. And I didn't know you were taking up a part in Last of the Red Hot Lovers.
I know, I must get my beehive reinstalled.
By the way, Amanda has answered your question.
Has
Amanda
she?
Amanda Taylor.
Where
from,
she lives.
From Accounts Amanda is based in Whitstable.
I knew she was. Yeah. I've seen her. Cool. Anyway, back to this. It's www.theatricalniche.co.uk. Tickets are only £12, so that sounds good fun. And we will put the details on the Bunker website after this show.
Fantastic. Well, we're almost at the end of the show. Have you got any more emails to read out?
I have. Do you want me to?
You can do another one.
Have you got any more tweets first?
Well, yeah, people are still tweeting, but
it's going wild, isn't it?
If you've got a short email, we can read that out. And then what we'll do is we'll come to Daniel and Nick to sign off the show with another shout-out for what they're doing, and then we're out of here.
OK. War and Peace Revival. This is a really long one, but I'll gabble it, and then I'll read it properly next week. Okay. Homefront Marquee. The War and Peace Revival's Homefront area will transport visitors back to those difficult days of the Second World War, when ordinary British people had to deal with the huge changes that were impacting on their everyday lives. Inside the Homefront Marquee, just wave when you want me to stop, life goes on at home with the daily chores of washing and cleaning. Reenactors will demonstrate how to make the most of those precious clothing coupons and how to make new from old. You can watch demos from the Ministry of Food Advice Centre with its guidance on nutritional values, how to use the new ingredients available, and pick up some new recipes to liven up the wartime fare. And there is a website here, which is www.thewarandpeacerevival.co.uk, thewarandpeacerevival.co.uk, for full details. When is that? Can't see a date on it.
Okay,
but
anyway,
find out.
Enough of that, because we've only got time left for Daniel just to shout out his competition website.
Yeah.
The website is www.auratech.co.uk/B2B, and that's the number 2.
Brilliant. Thank you. So that's a big thank you to Mr. Nick McDonald from Fujitsu, to Mr. Daniel Eels from Auratech Limited, to the lovely Jules Serkin. You've been listening to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk. Coming up at 3 o'clock would be me on the Kevin Chan Show at 3 o'clock. But thank you for joining us. Do keep your emails, tweets and coming for next week. We'll be back with you next week. And we'll see you all soon.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff.